This is the Thursday afternoon show. My name's Tom Jackson, and I am joined by a local musician, Max Batista. Da, 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 da.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's nice to have you here. So, I thought it would be good to have a local musician on to just talk about stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I thought it was. And who else would be better to start with than yourself? So,
yeah, thank you.
Yes,
so it's good to be here.
Thank you. So it was the festival weekend recently, mm-hmm. and you've been very busy over that weekend with all sorts of different projects.
Yeah.
So one of them in particular is called Vine Collective.
Yeah, that's correct.
Could you tell me a bit more about what that's all about, what kind of music it is?
So Vine Collective, it kind of started off between me and one of my songwriting partners, Megan Vincent. So it kind of revolved around that, and the whole thing with it being a collective is we've been through like so many different lineups, you know, from being like a four piece and then having about six or seven members at one point. We've kind of whittled it down to like five now, you know, the kind of things that we needed in terms of like instrumentation. But yeah, the kind of style would be somewhere between like a bluesy kind of instrumentation and very Jeff Buckley-esque melodies and
right.
that kind of thing. And you know, there's even a song we just released recently called Smile. It's kind of a very sort of Tom Waits-esque song. I don't know if anyone listening would know who Tom Waits is, but
let us know if you do.
It's kind of I think it's kind of that healthy mix. Like I could even cite like Radiohead or Nothing But Thieves as a sort of kind of element that's kind of in there. You know,
so kind of like a melting pot, I guess, of all sorts of different inspiration styles, genres. And so, it's all very interesting. And of course, that's not the only thing you're involved in.
No.
We'll be talking a little bit more about another group, Jojo O and the Woods.
And the Woods,
there you go.
Jojo O and the Woods.
And the Woods. Got it right. Phew.
Well
Panic
done.
Over. Yes. We'll be talking about that later on in the show, but I think we should listen to a bit of your music from Vine Collective.
Yeah, so this track in particular was, I think, actually the first track we wrote and everyone knows what I mean anyway.
So it
was this, and that was probably about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, because it didn't actually come to like fruition till later when we were like, let's take it a bit more seriously. And it was actually recorded partly at my house, partly at the studio at Platform One, and I mixed and mastered it with I mastered it with one of my lecturers at uni. So
nice,
just a bit of background info for you.
Nice to know how all the behind the scenes works. And of course, Platform One, great Platform One island institution.
Exactly.
Doing
more power
to
it.
Yes, power to the platform. So, let's stop yapping and have a listen to it. So, this is Vine Collective with All For You on Vectis Radio. We'll be back in a moment to talk a little bit more with Max. I am joined for this hour by Max Batista.
Hello.
Local musician.
We're
back with the local musician. I haven't scared you off yet, so that's a good sign. So before the break, we were talking about an island project, Vine Collective, and we played one of their songs before the break called All For You. You can find that and various things.
Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music.
All the usual places.
Streaming.
Yeah. And so,
what a time to be alive.
I know.
Amazing.
You can do anything, anywhere. Love it. So you were talking before we listened to that song about the different inspirations and things that kind of contributed to the sound of Vine Collective. And I was wondering if you could go into kind of things that have inspired you personally musically, things like artists you look up to or...
Yeah, I think... it all comes out of inspiration, you know, can come from like anywhere and everywhere. Like, it doesn't even have to be music. It can just be something you've seen or something that you really like on a film or something that might be your inspiration to write a particular song. But for me, if you're talking musically, I think the earliest is kind of I was actually really into Oasis when I was a little kid, and then I really got onto like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, so all the blues kind of inspired people, and then later on it was kind of Jeff Buckley and Radiohead and you know, that kind of thing. So you go through like a musical journey, like, you know, I think I've enjoyed music for most of my life, but when I started actually taking like note of bands and like, you know, I can remember being probably about 7 and really liking Elvis, you know. And so you just pick up things as you go along, and then depending on what project you want or how you're feeling, you kind of write in a certain style, and everyone has their different ways, but you know, say for instance with Vine, I very much know that it's going to be kind of, you know, like we said before the break, kind of that Jeff Buckley kind of rock Radiohead kind of esque thing, as opposed to any of the other bands, you know. It just depends, you know. You could find inspiration from looking at the, you know, like the mundane aspects of going shopping or something,
So that
all ties in more with like songwriting and I guess poetry to a certain extent.
I see that. Yeah. No, that's cool and interesting. So you were also talking about the recording process, and you were mentioning off-air that you were recording stuff like the drums for certain bits of songs, like Underneath Your Stairs.
Yeah, so I actually bought along the single Smile by Vine Collective today, but my hard drive was playing up, as you know, but that particular song has quite a slow drum beat, and basically what we did is we put the drums underneath my stairwell, and I put a ribbon microphone at the top of the stairs, so it had a massive reverb sound.
Right.
So if anyone goes and listens to that on Spotify, you will know that that reverb on the drums is actually all natural. So it kind of brings out, it makes a very massive sound between the snare and the kick drum, and if you listen to that, all that reverb is just basically the ribbon mic on the top of the stairs. That's a fun fact about that recording.
Interesting bit of trivia.
It took us a while to set up because, you know, my drummer Luke, he was just under there, kind of cramped under the stairwell. You know, we were tripping over wires and all sorts. So
yeah.
It was worth it though. We had fun. It's always good to experiment with recording.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I play drums myself, so I get the cramped feeling, I guess, at the bottom of the stairs. But you were telling me before the show about a grant you received to build a studio.
Yeah, so I got a nice bit of change, as it were, from the Key Arts. They basically do this grant scheme. It's through it's called the Mike Howley Trust.
Yeah,
and I think a guy called Mike Howley, he basically died, unfortunately, but he had a bit of money left over. And his will basically was, it said something about helping young musicians and art students. And he was a former counsellor. But I think it was his sister who actually set it up. So I essentially said, like, I'm in a lot of projects, and we do recordings at home, and I have quite a few different, because my sister Romy, she has her project Romy Helen, and so she has loads of different like rehearsals and stuff, so do I. And I basically said, like, this room that I've got at home is a bit of a workhorse and I need to expand, and so basically the whole premise is people will be able to rehearse there really cheap, and I'll be able to record them really cheap, which will also help me with like building up a portfolio and stuff. But the main thing is, it's kind of like, I want it to be a bit more community orientated. Like, I don't want people to feel shy of asking, can I record, can I rehearse, you know, because I'm going to do it like really cheap. And luckily I've got a space and everything that we're clearing out. But yeah, it helped a lot. It got me some really nice microphones and like a really nice audio interface to record into, which will obviously benefit everyone else that I'm recording, because hopefully we'll get like a really good sound.
Yeah, you know? So it's just a kind of a great upgrade, essentially, for people to.
It was like, I need to upgrade this place. Like, you know, it's a bit of a workhorse. I need something better for people who you know, who are going to record and want to rehearse and stuff. Mm. You know, it's not just me who is going to be benefiting.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good to like see the kind of sharing of resources, because the island has a great local music scene.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just great, isn't it?
No, it really is.
Yeah.
Like between like strings and say the anchor in Cowes, for instance.
Definitely.
Like there's a lot of stuff going on. You know,
yeah.
Most days of the week, I think Strings Bar and Venue have something going on, and they're really, them and Platform One are really supportive of one another. So that's really good for you know, the younger people.
Yeah, it's always great to see local musicians getting out there. So I think we should have a listen to something a bit different.
Yeah.
This one is from a different project. This is Jojo and the Woods.
There
you
go.
I almost stumbled again with the name. I'm so sorry.
Yes,
so we're going to be talking a bit more about them in a moment, but could you give like a brief synopsis of what the group is before to get people excited?
Okay, well, I will say this. Jojo and Rylan are a Canadian duo. They've been in bands in Canada and stuff, but they wanted to move to the UK, and I was in a band called Confed Fred, and we actually met in London. And then we basically, fast forward, we started a band in England, and we've done a couple of tours and stuff. But we'll talk about all of that after. But this track was recorded out in Canada before they moved over here. So, yeah, it's off their most recent record, Moonchild.
Ooh, interesting stuff. So we'll be talking more about them after the break. But here's a little taster of what's to come. This is Jojo O and the Woods. Don't get too heavy. See you in a bit. And before the break, we were listening to a track from Jojo O and the Woods. That was Don't Get Too Heavy. And I am still joined by local musician Max Batista.
I just won't leave.
I know.
I just won't leave.
What's up with that? So before the break, we were talking about the grant you received and the studio that you're in the process of upgrading. And for this section, I think it would be interesting to talk a little bit more about the band we heard before the break, and we'll hear a little bit more of in a minute, Jojo O and the Woods.
Yeah, so it is a weird story. It's not weird, it's just kind of strange how things come about. Because I was in a band called Confed Fred, and we were from the island, and we were doing a lot of gigs up in London in 2017. So we actually met them at a gig in London, and it was at a venue called the Hope and Anchor, I believe. So there wasn't that many people there, but we had done quite a few gigs where we played with bands that we didn't particularly like. Not personally, we were just like, it's not really our style, blah, blah, blah. We weren't really that enthused about it, but they were like one of the bands. They were only playing as a duo. And we thought, oh, we really like these guys. Like, and, you know, I remember us saying between us, oh, we'd really love to play with those guys again. And then, lo and behold, a month or two later, they message us and they're like, hey, I think we're going to come to the UK in the new year. Do you want to go on tour? And we were like, sure. So they come over, I think I think it's April. Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say May, but no, I think it was April, and we went on tour in May of 2018, I think. But it was just so weird, because it's weird when you're doing something like music and you just say yes to things, kind of thing. Because after that, so we went and toured around Ireland and Scotland and stuff, and we came back, and that was literally like 3 weeks spent in a tiny little van, going into various B&Bs and flats and you know, so it was kind of cool. And then we did a tour out in Canada, which was really cool. I actually got my current bass that I'm playing out there. It's very nice, cherry red. So we did that. It was quite the experience. And we got booked for Glastonbury, which is happening right now. But
well, hang on, wait a minute.
Unfortunately, the production manager, there was a big hoo-ha with him and payment between. It's all hairy. I don't know the ins and outs, but long story short, now I'm here talking to you, Thomas.
Which is so obviously
the
much better.
Yeah.
Much better option. Chatting, chilling here.
I mean, you have aircon in here, so I can't complain at all.
Yeah, exactly. Miles better than Glastonbury.
Yeah, exactly. So we've we've kind of been on a ride with Jojo and the Woods, and they moved to the island. I think they were here for about 6 months, and now they've moved off now, but they come back, like, I think we're probably due to book a show at Strings soon at some point. But it's interesting because I think the venue was in Islington where we first met them, and of course we've actually just booked a gig at the O2 Academy in Islington.
Come full circle.
Yeah, so it's kind of come full circle a little bit. And it's a support slot, which is cool. It's on the 17th of August, I believe, but I don't know who we're supporting yet.
If people are interested, look that up.
I've probably just announced it prematurely, but
don't tell anyone.
Don't even tell Jojo, because she will hit me. Don't want to anger them. No, sure it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think more info will definitely be out soon about that, because I still don't know who we're actually supporting. But
details to come.
Nevertheless, I'm sure it'll be a really good gig.
You're a busy guy.
I really am.
I mean, you were saying you were at the festival weekend. It was seven different sets.
Yeah, between six bands.
I know. Yeah. I would just be on the floor. I'd be sleeping. Oh for
yeah,
weeks
it was horrible.
That.
I'm trying to. Should I list off the bands?
Oh,
it might take a while.
Why not? Let's see how far we can get.
So we played with Vine, I played with Jojo, I played with Reminders, I played with Jazz Connell, and then I played in a couple of cover bands as well, through Platform On. So,
There's so much going on.
The worst thing is I was playing between playing guitar and playing bass.
Oh.
So I had an extra instrument as well as my pedal board to carry around.
Oh my word,
Fun time. It's all worth it though. I think if you go by the philosophy again, when Jojo was coming over, we were just like, yes, just say yes to as much things as you can without actually ending up killing yourself. It's kind of the way to go. Without exhausting yourself too much. Just try and say yes to everything.
Yeah, if you don't try.
Exactly.
So, this was nice. thank you for coming in.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Phew. I didn't mess up.
I enjoyed the aircon in the breaks.
Yeah, I know. Love the aircon. I'm
taking that home with me, by the way.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to... I'll have to padlock it to the wall.
Oh, dear.
Ian will be very annoyed if that disappears.
We don't have to tell him.
Okay. Yeah, true. We could get, like, a cardboard cutout.
Exactly.
I don't know. But, yes, so thank you very much for coming in.
No worries.
And I think we'll listen to a bit more from Jojo.
Yeah.
This is Hellhound.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite tracks, I think. Yeah.
So that's it, I guess.
Excellent.
So,
thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming.
All the listeners have enjoyed all the wonderful, wonderful music.
Yes, all the wonderful music, all the fun bits of trivia about how it was all put together.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you.
And
I'll see you again soon.
To take us up towards the news, we'll listen to a bit of Jojo O and the Woods. This is Hellhound. We might have a bit of ABBA after that as well.